Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
It's amazing to think that the boys will be skating in camp, boy, just right around the corner. Wow. Welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. You guys have been so amazing this offseason supporting the program. So hard to believe August 11th coming up. We're going to celebrate you. And together, we're going to celebrate DFW hockey. We'll talk to our NHL and Stars insider, Sean Shapiro, about that in just a second, as we have added to the event. So I'm just one of those guys that I just want to keep adding because I want to give to you, the listener of Spits and Suds, all that I can, because I want it to be a banger of a night for all of us. First, let's talk about the on-time experts, because they will be there. And this is the kind of people the on-time experts are, is that when we've talked about the event, the on-time experts are like, how can we be a part of it? What can we do? What can we do for Spits and Suds listeners? I said, well, you're the official partner of the Dallas Stars. They're like, yes, let's give away Stars tickets. So that will happen at the event, thanks to the on-time experts. You know, I encourage you guys to talk to the people at the on-time experts, because you'll find out, like I have, they're just quality people and they've been serving DFW for a long time. They have the trucks, they have the equipment, they have the proper training. They're just awesome. I've had them out to my house several times. Take advantage of the specials. It's on the website at theontimeexperts.com and you're going to save money. And that's what it's all about. Like, for instance, that $59 first time customer HVAC cleaning. I mean, you see it outside how hot it is, and your AC is working overtime right now. And that doesn't need to be the case. So even down to the right filter, and you can go to the store and buy filters, but the on-time experts gave me some tips on filters that they basically don't sell in the hardware store. So they're specialized, but they're better than even the best at your Home Depot or Lowe's. So it's pretty awesome dealing with the on-time experts. I love talking with them. I think they think I'm a stalker because I'm pumping my fist every time I see them on the road, because I know someone is about to be a customer for life. And like I said, they support local hockey. They're supporting our Celebrate Hockey and DFW event. They're the proud sponsor of the Dallas Stars, proud sponsor of Spits and Suds. So I like to give back to them. And by the way, amazing to think that nearly 6,000 customers have put up reviews on the on-time experts, and they're nearly 5 stars. So, you know, they're going to make sure that you're happy. They want to walk out of the door and earn your business for the future. The on-time experts at theontimeexperts.com. We bring in the man who has been with me for years now. I don't know how many years. Is it 3 or 4 years? And I am so excited to hang with him. When we hang, it is awesome. Let's promote his stuff because it's all about supporting Sean and his efforts at ShapShots. It's a monthly subscription. I love reading his work. I love when he goes off the beaten path and talks about some family things as well. Just a great writer. So that's ShapShots, where you can get really cool Stars deep dive information. Also, deep dive information if something breaks around the league. Sean will give you the insight you need. He also writes for Elite Prospects, as well as D Magazine, and his YouTube channel with our friend Robert Tiffin of NHL.com and StarsThoughts.com is algorithmically incorrect. And we say hello to Mr. Shapiro. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, Gavin. I'm doing pretty well. I'm happy to be here. And more importantly, I guess not more importantly, but just as importantly, happy to be there next week.
Yeah, it's going to be a banger of a time. I'm really excited. I'm so grateful that you're going to come in for this. Robert's coming in for this, obviously. Leah Simakopoulos, who's awesome, from the Dallas Morning News. Stephen Meserve is coming, and that is just absolutely awesome. So, and then even like little guests, I'm not trying to like slight him in any way, but Sports Tunes, who does such an amazing job. He's done some amazing caricatures for you. We're doing a meet and greet from 6 to 7 where you get to hang with Sean and get all the insight. And then, you know, after that, we'll be doing a podcast in front of you with amazing, special guests. And, you know, the best thing about this is that, Sean, despite my mistake as far as that we talked about, that I got amazing feedback on about my wrong text sending Brad Lukowich that I am traveling to Thailand with a smiley, bashful face, Brad Lukowich is appearing at this event, and he will join us on Spits and Suds. Amazing storyteller, currently a coach, coaching our youth. Two-time Stanley Cup winner, one with Dallas, one with Tampa. Really, really excited that Brad, so nice of him because he's coaching that night, but he's like, I want to stop by. I want to be a part of this.
That's awesome. And this is an audio platform, so there's no way to share this with the people, but I hope you enjoy how I responded to you when you texted me that he was in.
You know what? Oh man, you caught me. I'm trying to find the text. I'm looking it up right now. This is, this is the thing about it. We record, and you know, sometimes you get curveballs. And I said to Sean, I said, two-time Stanley Cup champion Brad Lukowich confirmed for the August 11th event. And Sean sends back a smiley face, and then Sean writes, he's also in for Thailand. It's great. That is just greatness. Oh man, I lost it then and I lost it now. Well done, sir.
I'm excited. I'm excited that we're gonna have Brad there. I'm excited for everything you built. This can be a lot of fun. So it's I was talking to Robert earlier today. We're looking forward to everything about it, and I think it's I think to me, it's a pretty cool thing to see, like the fact that we're doing this in August and we're getting such a great reception and everything like that is, I think, such a cool thing to, I guess it's, I don't want to, risky is not the word, Gavin, but I think it's cool to say, you know what, hey, we can do this in August. There is a community of people interested in this, and you know what, it opens up the space. Maybe we can do something like this again in the future as well. So I love it. And so I'm really excited about it.
Well, that's the thing. And that's my quick pitch before we get into some hockey, because we got some great content today, is several of you have asked, like, how can I help? And, you know, several of you are like, hey, how can I pitch in? Like, even monetary wise, the reality is this, guys, is that, you know, we're trying to build something special on Spits and Suds, and this is kind of a next evolution. So I wanted to make it free. and I wanted to do it right, and I wanted to make it big. So thank you guys for all your offers, but here's what I want in return. Please show up. It's a free event. We didn't want to do tickets. We didn't want to. All I'm asking is come support Boomer Jacks, because if we show Boomer Jacks that we got a packed house on a Tuesday night, they're going to want to do more events. So please just show up and use that money that you want to give to Spits and Suds and subscribe honestly to Sean's Substack and support those kind of people, because that's what helps Spits and Suds. And then you know what? Have a drink and have dinner, and that will go a long way. So treat yourself that night. The other thing is that Belford Billions, just a true thank you, Spits and Suds diehard, asked, you know, is it okay if I bring my 11-year-old kid? Sean, you'd be excited about that as a person, a father of two. And and I said, absolutely. I even checked with Boomer Jacks. They are a family-friendly facility. Please, bring the wife, bring the kids. This is going to be a family fun event. So don't feel as though like, oh, if you can't get a babysitter, bring them along. Absolutely. So it's all about having fun, and we want to make it a special night. And, you know, get there a little bit before six. It's going to be a cocktail hour from 6 to 7. And then at 7 o'clock around there, we'll start the podcast, and Brad Lukowich, because he has to go coach, will lead us off, and we'll tell some great stories. There'll be some great laughs. And we have some amazing giveaways, including Sean has contacted Elite Prospects, and they said, sure, what can we do? So we'll have gear from Elite Prospects. We'll have fresh Spits and Suds, you know, gear. We'll have collared shirts and t-shirts that say Spits and Suds. The On Time Experts has given a ton of stuff away, including Stars tickets. So I could go on and on. Sports Tunes is bringing down, you know, his latest book to give away. Sean and Stephen Meserve are donating signed copies of We Win Here, their great book of the Texas Stars and the Dallas Stars. So it's just come together. So thank you guys very much. All right. Enough rambling. the NHL and the NHL Network come out annually with their list as far as tops at their position. And they just came out with the NHL top wingers. Now, this could be a left or right wing, and they do a top 20. And to me, Sean, it was really cool to see, because two stars are on the list. And I noticed there were three teams, Tampa, Florida, Minnesota, and the Stars, so four teams total, that had more than one player. Jason Robertson came in at 7, and Mikko Rantanen came in at 5. And for perspective, for those wondering, like, okay, who's ahead of them, I think you'll agree it's a pretty solid list. So you can debate if your player should be higher, but for perspective, as I mentioned, Jason Robertson at 7, Matt Boldy at number 6, the Minnesota winger, then Mikko, then Mitch Marner, who had an amazing year with Vegas. Kirill the Thrill comes in at number 3 for the Wild. Number 2, Pasta, David Pastrnak from the Bruins. And at number 1, the greatness of Nikita Kucherov from the Lightning.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's pretty fair. It's interesting how you kind of go through and how things are built. And I was kind of looking through this list, and it's a lot of, probably for the first of the, most of the top 10, even up until 13, it's a lot of offense only guys too. So it's not,
yeah,
not in a bad way. Like that's just, but that's just a reality. Interesting looking at it, right? Like there's a lot of guys, I'm going through this list and you're like, well, there's, I mean, Marner's probably, I'm probably slighting Marner a little bit with the overall play there, but like it's a lot of offense first guys and how it goes. And I think the placement is fine. Honestly, it's interesting. The word they always use is like the top 20 right now. And I find that, for lack of a better word, I'm always curious of whether that of how accurate that is in their front, right? Because right now, legacy wise, Mikko Rantanen probably has been better than Jason Robertson. But Gavin, you and I have watched a ton of Jason Robertson and Mikko Rantanen in the past 2 years. Who's the better player right now,
right?
Right now, like, Jason Robertson. Yeah,
exactly. And so I'm always curious about when you build these lists and you compile things, what's your legacy? What's your, the way you go about it and do different things? And so I think it's definitely got, I don't have any major gripes with it. I'm just curious of where, if we were to truly say right now, like, hey, on this date and going into this season, you would pick this person. I think there might be a little bit of shuffling. It feels a little bit more legacy heavy in my view, looking at things.
And I wanted to ask you from a position point of view, I think this is a great learning tool for those that are listening to Spits and Suds and kind of getting used to hockey. But some people refer to it now as a positionless sport in many ways. And I wanted to ask you, because you see a lot of times in the league, the centers moving over to the wing. I don't really think, I mean, there could be some, but wings turning into centers. How do you feel about that positionless as far as, like, for instance, the Stars might need to move someone over to be one of their wings that played a center? They experimented it with it last year. What are your thoughts on moving players over to become a wing rather than just a natural left or right wing?
Yeah, I am one of the people who is a fan of positionless hockey. I think the game has become more and more of a, I think that's where the game is gone further and further, where it's been, there's more of the, what's the right way to phrase this? It's more of the, I look at it more personally as, especially offensively, it's become more of an F1, F2, F3 game. And I realize that is, I'm getting into some nerdy hockey talk right now. And
please do.
But so on that front, I look at it more from the perspective of, in the offensive zone, the game is more played where if you're the first forward in, that's your responsibility. And that's typically on the forecheck. And then whatever sets up in the system, your system, that's your F2. And so a lot of times, it's the wingers are the F1 or the F2, but I think if a center gets in on the forecheck first, they become F1. And so I like the game becoming more and more positionless, and I think it doesn't just apply to the forwards and to the wingers and to wingers and centers. I think it applies a lot on defense with the way the game is offense is generated from the back and the way players kind of create from that perspective when it comes to possession. I will say, though, it is, when it comes to running a line and driving the play, there are some players way more comfortable going up or down the flanks than they are cutting through the middle of the ice. For example, I think one of the better examples of some of, if it was just anyone could go and play, I think one of the better examples is Patrick Kane was a. I think one of the better examples is Patrick Kane, and having the time Chicago experimented with him on the at center, and it really didn't go super well, and that's, and so that and then even like for Jamie Benn, right? Like there was the time the Stars experimented with Jamie Benn at center earlier in his career. And that's actually one of the reasons that Jamie ditched the visor, was because as a center, he started taking faceoffs and he actually became quite good at faceoffs. Yeah. But it was, he is obviously a much better winger than he is a center. And so I'm okay with you find what works and what doesn't. Like, I think to me, if you've got your three best players as a combination and one's a little bit out of position, I'm not going to let that stop me from putting that grouping together, if that makes sense here.
Yeah, it does. So on that note, it was talked about with the Stars, and I think Gullitson mentioned it regarding, rather than three guys, he liked the pairings, the guys that worked well together. And on that note, Just wanted to go over a top six real quick, because if we're to go by Gulladson's belief, and anything can change in training camp with injury or whatever, but just on the surface, let's say everyone's happy. Personally, I think Wyatt Johnston sticks with Mikko Rantanen and Jason Robertson stays with a healthy Rupe Hintz. What do you think?
Yeah. I personally would like to see, I would like to see what long-term, and I know it's, admittedly, it's stacking a top line. You see where it goes and everything. Sure. Like that. But I also admittedly, I wouldn't mind seeing Johnston with Robertson and Rantanen personally. Now, when it comes back to Hintz for me, one of the thing that is, and I've said it on this show before, and I don't have an issue saying it, is one of Hintz's durability is always a bit of a problem, right?
Yeah.
Like it, and it's not just whether he play, it's not just the games played element. It's the, there's nights where anyone who's watched the Stars game knows there's nights where Rope looks like he's God's gift to the sport, and there's nights where he just disappears. And, so I don't mind Hintz and Robertson together in theory, but I really like the combination of the way that Johnston can kind of both pivot off both those guys. Now, I realize I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth as I say this, but I think you leave some flexibility on that and you kind of figure out this winger situation, because right now, at the end of the day, the biggest, I guess, quote unquote problem here is if you do split up Johnston and Rantanen and Robertson and not put them on the same line, and you kind of just kind of have a powerful winger leading both of your top two lines. What does the opposite wing look like? And it's an interesting conversation. And can that player, whoever's on that opposite wing, help deliver on the mandate that comes with that? And I don't know.
Yes.
It's an interesting thing, because right now, because if we go Wyatt Johnston and Mikko Rantanen together, who's your top line left winger then with them?
I think that's the question we went into last year with.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that's been addressed this year as well, because
yeah.
I think on one of your top two lines, you are going to have a question mark at left wing. And unfortunately, and this is no slight to the captain, yeah. but Jamie Benn has to take one of those spots, it looks like, unless he drops down to third and you try out like a Sam Steele, a guy like that.
And we know that Glenn Gulton loves Sam Steele.
Yeah.
Almost too much, right? Like every coach has their favorites, right? And
I agree, Sean. And my thing about like Steele is, I was just thinking about this the other day. He makes $2.1 million, so very reasonable. Yeah. Sam Steele on a third or fourth line, I think a lot of people would be fans of Sam Steele, kind of like Stu Barnes. Like the fans love Stu Barnes, you know.
If Sam Steele didn't keep getting the opportunities that Glenn Gulton gave him, fans would like him more. The problem, and this is kind of the, like, you kind of go down this path, right? It's Colin Blackwell is a Colin Blackwell is probably, he's not as good as Sam Steele, but he's a player who's playing, I think he averaged like 11 minutes and 45 seconds a game last year and had only 15 points, but people love Colin Blackwell because Colin Blackwell gets played
sure
in the role he should be in, right? Same thing with like the whole like Justin Ritzkovian is currently the flavor of the month and everything like that, because, but he makes 950 and he had 30 points last year on the third line and basically, but Sam Steele had just as many points and had actually had a few more points and in nine less games because of injury. So Steele is just an example of, he's a coach's favorite and a lot of fans, it's easy to say like, why is that guy getting these opportunities? And because our other favorite isn't getting these opportunities. The other issue with, I guess I'll rephrase this. This isn't an issue. This is a thing to bring up. every coach has their favorites that they like more than they should. And I fear sometimes it's sometimes you have to, as a fandom, and every fan base has to talk about it. And I realize it's, if you're a fandom, if your coach's pet isn't that big of a problem, you might be better off keeping it where it is as opposed to what some of the alternatives might be. Because say you take Sam Steele away, just hypothetically speaking, say Sam Steele's no longer there. What if all of a sudden Glenn Gulladson thinks Oscar Beck is that guy? And that's not anything, against Oscar Beck, right? I'm just going through just like, you just look at the whole, like, how do coaches look at things and everything like that. So it's a conceptual conversation we're having in August, I realize. But I, like, right now, realistically speaking, if you were to go just like pure depth chart, top line would be Robertson, Johnston, Rantanen. Your second line is probably Steele, Hintz, Sagan. Right? That's if and then you had a third line that's Jamie Benn and Matt Duchene, probably with Ritzkovian. Like, that's probably what you're looking at, something potentially at, if we go off just pure depth chart, as not just combinations and chemistry.
Yeah. It is very, it's fascinating. And I know injuries can change this, but you know, that's what we talk about when we talk about depth, because I would love to see like a fourth line featuring Radek Foxa, Sam Steele, and Colin Blackwell. I think that's a very good line. Mm-hmm. But now they're not on the ice a lot, but I think that's a line you can send out, and that could be a very, and you're right, Sean, you said this to me before, but I'm trying to figure out the fascination with an Oscar Beck. Like, nice player. I get
it. Good depth player,
but I don't know. I think some nights the stars kind of need, specifically, we've talked about slow starts. I do like the energy guys that can go out there and create something that kind of gets the boys riled up a little bit. And I'm not saying a scrum necessarily, but a big check or a big play, or, you know, something that gets the crowd going.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it goes back to the greatest stars question we have. And I'm sure somebody will bring this up when we do our live show. But yes, the whole, like, the other, like, reality is, this is still Jamie Benn's team, and it's still a team that is likely going to that still has started slow and continues to start slow. So, like, you talk about that, like, those energy guys and those guys who can kind of bring all of that. The Stars, I look at some teams that have won, right? And I look at the way they've kind of built off things in the past. Teams that have, like, it's a very, what is the difference, right? Besides a couple on ice schematic things, like, what's the biggest difference between the Carolina Hurricanes of this year, the Florida Panthers, the Vegas Golden Knights, the Colorado Avalanche of the past 3 or 4 years? Like, what's been the biggest difference in your view between them and the Stars? Just like, if you were to just have to try to, like, those are the teams that have won, the Stars have always been in that top five realm, I think it's fair to say. Like, what's been the biggest difference?
I'm going to throw this out and see if you understand what I'm saying. Okay. I feel all of those teams that you mentioned can win a game in multiple ways, whether it's scoring, whether it's pressure and high defensive play. They could, I mean, even heck, Frederik Andersen, until he got pulled, was showing that, you know, he could shut teams. I felt as though they had multiple elements. And sometimes I feel as though the Stars are just, if they can't score, they can't win. So that would be one of my answers.
The other thing I would go down on this, I would bring up on this, would be there's the element of those teams that have won. There's been the ability from a player in the top six to kind of set an identity for the rest of the group.
Good point.
And I don't think I don't think the Stars have ever had that player. They don't have that player anymore who sets that identity in the top six when it comes to their forwards, right? Like you think about the, like you think about when Florida won, Barkov and Tkachuk set the tone for everything. Obviously when Colorado won, there's what Nathan MacKinnon did and everything like that. And now Carolina is a little bit different because of the way their identity is built through that entire lineup.
But, yeah.
So like, but Dallas is, ever since Jamie Benn's game kind of aged, and they still keep trying to copy Jamie Benn's identity when they're not really built to play that way sometimes.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I think there's times where Mikko Rantanen has seized that a little bit more. I think his injury this year definitely hurt that ability. But when it comes to the Stars and getting over the top and winning something here, to me, I'm fascinated to watch this season of that group of players that, whether it's like somebody, and it's not a captaincy thing. I know it's easy to compare it to the captaincy thing, but like somebody from that trio of players, Robertson, Johnston, and Rantanen, and in my view, one of them has to take the step where with this team, they define the identity of this team that everyone's going to follow in the moment. Like when they're down 3-2 with 8 minutes left in the third period, everyone on the bench looks over there and like, we're not going to lose because of this guy. And I think that's one of the things the Stars haven't had in a while. And I've written about Jamie Benn before. Like I have a ton of respect for Jamie. Number 14 is going to be in the rafters and in all of that. But this is why I've gone over this before, where I truly believe there's so much about his game that everyone keeps looking to basically the old man to come through and do what he used to do forever. And
right.
It's like in Florida, Brad Marchand is not asked to be the Brad Marchand he was in Boston, right? Like that is
correct.
Like I know people always like talk about older players and compare to that, but like Brad Marchand is allowed to be just the pest on the retirement tour. Like he's a better player than that right now, but you get what I'm saying, right? Like he's been allowed to step into the secondary role and be just as effective because there's two other key voices and two other key people in that room that push everything else. And that's what the Stars need in my view. And so they need somebody to step up in that perspective and just kind of basically take the role of I'm the alpha on this group that can set the tone for everyone else when we need it. I think Rantanen has it. I think there's a little bit of the team change part that's still been going on. The injury certainly didn't help. I'd like to see Jason Robertson do it. Like I'd like to see, and I know we've talked about Jason before. Jason's a little bit of a different cat than some others and every, but I would love for Jason Robertson to basically, you know what, come basically step up and say, hey, this is okay. Hey guys, this is, I've got the contract. I'm worth it. Everyone, I'm going to prove that I'm committed to this team and take it for the long haul from the top.
Yep. I love that perspective.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Let's talk about this. Jeff Svoboda, known in the hockey community for covering the Columbus Blue Jackets, sent a notice the other day. After 8 seasons with the Blue Jackets, the time has come to turn the page. As of the end of this week, my time as Jackets insider has come to a close. And Jeff worked with the team, very similar to Mike Hyka, who I want to shout out for all the great work that Mike does. For those, a few of you have asked about Mike Hyka appearing at the event. Mike got back to me right away and was like, oh man, I think he's going to be up by you, Sean, in either Michigan or Minnesota. But he said, thank you guys so much for the offer. I appreciate it. So we'll get Mike at a future event. He's been so good to the Dallas Stars community, but this is tough coming off of them talking about creating a simulcast. So they lose their radio personalities and now they lose their team insider. It's just a tough look, Sean, that it happened kind of back to back as far as losing those core people in your organization that were kind of one of the front voices for the fan to listen to.
And we don't know for sure because Jeff has been kind of, I think, respectfully silent on this.
Taking the high road, for sure.
But based off what I've seen others say, like an Aaron Portsline and Brian Hedger, who covers the team for the Columbus Blue Jack, who covers the Columbus for the Columbus Dispatch, and actually used to have Jeff's role. We've seen, based off all the outside clues from people in the know, this was not Jeff's decision. And that is, I said this, Robert and I were chatting, I kind of said this, it feels very Coyotes-esque. And I don't want to be like, not as in like Columbus is going to get uprooted and leave. I think that team has a really strong foundation with that city and everything like that. That team should not have the support it has based off how bad they've been, just to be completely blunt. Right.
Yeah.
There's really good support for a really bad team. It's the least valuable team in the NHL, but the owners just, and part of it is the owners kind of get to fly behind the radar because they're not like, the difference between the Blue Jackets and the Coyotes ownership is the Coyotes ownership was very front facing and they're in this casino business world and everything like that, where the Blue Jackets, it's a family and they kind of are able to kind of hide in the background. But it just feels so, all of these moves just feel very cheap and everything like that. And I feel for the fans in Columbus because there's good hockey fans down there. There's been a good hockey community since even before the Blue Jackets were there, all the way back to with the Columbus Chill from the ECHL days. And just moves like this just disservice the fans. And it's a bit sad. And Jeff's a really good dude. I've got to know him quite well. And I hope that whatever the next step for him is, we see that at some point here. But if you're the Blue Jackets and you're the franchise that needs all the goodwill it can get,
yeah,
what are you doing here? Like, and here's the other reality, right? Like, I know that job does not cost the Blue Jackets a lot of money. And so when you're making financial decisions, like, let's just pretend with, like, I don't know for sure on it, Gavin, but like, let's just say that role all in cost for the organization between salary, health insurance, the travel involved with it. Let's just say that role represents $150,000 in cost. Yep. I might be overestimating that a little bit because I don't know what Jeff was getting paid. And obviously that's not my business to know exactly. That's Jeff's business. But this is an organization where they're the 32nd most valuable team in the league yet, but it's $1.4 billion valuation. Their operating income this year was like, they made $19 million this past year, according to Forbes.
Right.
This is
it's just a tough look. And then on top of that, they lost Boone Jenner.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I mean, we talk about Jamie Benn here and kind of the heart and soul for, you know, even the, I'd say passive Stars fans that don't follow the team on a regular basis. They obviously know Tyler Seguin and Jamie Benn. Well, Boone Jenner was that, and he was a real heart and soul guy in the community for Columbus. So
yeah, I wanted the Stars to give him the deadline.
Oh, I did too. Boy, I really like that player.
Yeah.
I'm excited for him in Washington. I mean, you know, I'm excited to see what he does. Well, we'll do another podcast later this week, but real quick, tell us about your travels. Everything going okay?
Yeah, we got, I got a flight, on Thursday this week. Not to Dallas, but up to Edmonton for the Hlinka Gretzky tournament, which is basically the kickoff to the scouting season for each year's NHL draft cycle. And while I'm in Edmonton, there's a coaches conference called the Coaches Site, and our pal Glenn Gullitson is actually one of the keynote speakers. So nice. I'm looking forward to that.
That's great. That's awesome. And everyone can follow Sean at Shapshots. That's his Substack. Please subscribe to that if you haven't already. Let's support Sean and all his efforts. Algorithmically Incorrect with Robert Tiffin. It's a great YouTube channel with episodes dropping weekly and great guests. And you have to tune in to find out what the guests, I even have to tune in to figure out what guests they have and the guests that I can be jealous of and learn from. So that's Algorithmically Incorrect. So just press that subscribe button on your YouTube and follow those guys and Elite Prospects, as well as D Magazine he writes for. Man, it is always great to have you. A lot of good Stars talk today, and we'll get into it hardcore next week. It's going to be great. I'm super excited to see everybody surround you, sir, and talk hockey with you. So bring that Sharpie, because you'll be signing autographs, kissing babies, and the one and only Sean Shapiro. You're going to be a celeb, my friend. I'm just going to sit back, take some pics, and say I knew him when.
I don't know about celeb, but I am very I'm very excited to see everyone.
Yes, yes. And if he hasn't told you already, Tiffin and Spittle teamed up for trivia on Saturday night.
And
we were in first place heading into the finals, and we were high-fiving, probably a little confident, but we were on a heater. And the final came in, and it was name the country which village produced, I think it was three or four elements. And of course, the periodic table of elements had to come up, and Robert and I were just looking at each other, and Robert said, it's either Sweden or Switzerland. And I said, all right, maybe Austria. And he said, all right, let's go with Switzerland. And we went with Switzerland, and the winning answer was Sweden. So
it was which, like, it was a village that created the elements, or
yes.
Oh wow, okay.
I know.
That's pretty high.
I mean, some of the questions you're like, oh, I got that. So the village is called Itterby.
Okay.
And it came up with yttrium, terbium, erbium, and itterbium. And I might be pronouncing that. I need to work on my Swedish, but yeah, the symbols YTBER and YB, and also discovered there were scandium, holmium, thulium, gadolinium, and tantalum. There you go, Sean.
So,
we don't feel bad. We lost, I guess.
Yeah. So the fact you were in first, though, until that happens, that means somebody else got it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone else got it. And they have teams of eight that show up and win gift certificates. And I usually just grab somebody or whatever, but Robert and I went on a heater. I mean, we answered questions like House of Seven Gables. They put flags up with what countries are in between, and we swept that category. I mean, it just was like, man, either him or me was getting the primary every single time. We felt good. We got excited, heart was beating, and we lost in the last round.
Well, you might have to. Are you going to throw a trivia element into the event on Tuesday now?
You know, I might have to. I mean, this is the thing. Similar to Gullitson, yeah. Tiffin and Spittle made a good duo, but we needed Shapiro on the wing. That's what we needed.
Yeah.
Thanks as always, my friend. And yeah, everyone get excited. Sean Shapiro will be in town August 11th. Boomer Jacks in Fairview. Allen is the place to be. Sean, man, we'll talk to you later this week. Thanks as always for some good deep dive hockey talk.
Will do. Always fun, Gavin. We look forward to it.
Absolutely. That's going to do it for another episode of Spits and Suds. Thanks once again for all your support. Thanks to the on-time experts. Our producer, Gregory Finley, does an amazing job producing this. For Sean, I'm Gavin. Until our next podcast, have a great day, everyone.